You are listening to the Holistic Travel Nurse Podcast. Thanks for checking me out and enjoy this episode. So, Nora, down, I'm going to play a little video and then we'll chit-chat. And I'm going to talk about my view as of, let's say, 2021 in August, as I'm recording this, of hospitals. We're going to go back to talking about some natural health and some incredible books that I've gotten out as reference that I love and been around for a long time. And so stay tuned. Let's play this little clip that I was surfacing everywhere.
As a registered nurse, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Do you know why there's not enough beds in the hospitals with the Delta variant? Because a lot of nurses are not getting the vaccine, so therefore they're being released from their employment. There's something called ratios. One nurse to X amount of patients. And there has to be a cap somewhere, even if they break those ratios. So hospitals, if they do not have enough staff to care for patients, will then turn patients away or say, we don't have enough beds. Because beds are not just based off of how many beds are actually in the facility. It's how many healthcare providers you have capable of taking care of those patients in those beds within their ratio. So in San Antonio, Texas, the hospitals aren't, quote, overrun. They just don't have enough staff because they're leaving in the masses due to not wanting the vaccine.
All right, that was a TikTok video. I have no idea who it was, so thank you, whoever it was. There's not, like, a name to that. I got my other microphone. I found my other microphone, so I think this is going to pick up better than what I have been doing. So if you've listened to some of my other episodes, just realize couldn't find this microphone, so then I got this other cheap microphone, which cheap doesn't always work. And it looks cute, but doesn't always work. You know, us women, we want something that's cute and cheap sometimes, and they always don't work. So let's go back to what I think about hospitals. Oh man, it's like there used to be a day where you would think like you would take care of your kid or take care of somebody, and they would get, you thought it's a safe place for you to be if you were sick. And more, I feel like it's not. One, I guess, I'm glad to now know here that nurses either are getting fired or they are quitting, either because of the shot or things that they're seeing, because I've had more than one nurse tell me they just can't take it the way that the patients are being treated anymore. It's very different after COVID. And so you made me think, who runs the hospital systems? Let's think about that. Who are they really funded by? And so if we track this money-wise, hospitals are ran by who they're reimbursed by, not CMS. And how does pharma, big pharma, have a play a role in hospital care? Also, hospitals, because of Obamacare, they've changed and they actually hire the physicians instead of like your own physician used to come in and see you, or there'd be different, they would hire different practices to come see it. It's all changed. And so is it better medicine? I really don't think so. I really think that if you want to have really good health, you stay the hell away from the hospitals and you pursue your health naturally. And the closer we are to nature and the less we are into pharma, then the better health you have. I could go off more on that. I'm not going to, because I'm going to, two reference books I have, one of them, Dr. Gurison. And if you haven't heard of Dr. Gurison, let me think. I don't remember exactly the age of when he was around. I just know when it was like 1960s, I think. I don't think it was 1980s. Could have been 1950s or 60s when he was trying to practice in the U.S. They put him in jail. And when he learned that he could take care of diseases more by diet and lifestyle changes, they wanted nothing to do with him. I mean, they were getting in the way of the Rockefeller's plan and the Rockefellers that got in and taught doctors. I mean, they paid all these other holistic practitioners to close their businesses, and then they literally put people in jail. He talked about Dr. Mascarison being in jail. And so his clinic that runs to this day, and I don't know, I think his daughter, Charlotte, she lived to be 89 or 90, but he runs it to this day. I think it's still run in Mexico. So it was published, this book was published in 1958. So he kind of wrote this book, and then it was rewritten of this book. So this is maybe 1950s, then he was very early on. You could see how the corruption was early on into our healthcare system. And then he was like, no, I could help people better if we would detox them, and we would try to go to a vegan diet. And so the things he said that he cured with the Gerson diet. So if he looked at the Gerson therapy and the Gerson diet and his whole philosophy when it comes to food, he had success, he said, with other diseases than just cancers, because he really nulled in that you could heal cancer and you could do it naturally with, this is just diet at this time. And he, if I read this book more than, I read it once and I've used it as a reference guide before. And then the brief biography of Max Gerson. Born in Germany in 1881. So he was a German Jewish family. And then came to be a doctor in the U.S. at what point of his life? I'm trying to remember here. It must have been the 40s and 50s. He was education in early 1907. He completed an internship in Maine. In 1909, he began the first world. So that was really, you can think of it, 1928, established his own practice. So 1933, he barely escaped prisoner. In 1946, came the very first physician to demonstrate recovery of cancer before the United States committed, which was holding hearings in the bill, finding more about a cure and preventing cancer. So 1946, and boy, Big Pharma did not want him around. So he had them, they healed themselves, and the first discoveries. So if you've not read his book, I think you can still pick it up on Amazon now or whatever, but 80 Years of Success, over 250,000 copies have been sold. If you've read his book or if you've done his treatment, I've rented people who've gone to his clinic and have taken care of their cancer naturally and stayed successful. But other disease processes that he helped with, that he said he helped, were epilepsy, addictions and drug alcohol, recovering after a stroke and heart attack, and then he says the anti-degenerative disease and diet. And there was like all these foods that you could have and all these foods that you couldn't have. Obviously nothing processed. The more processed it is, the harder it is on your body. And there's lots of illness to foods that were prohibited. He didn't want sodium and salt. Concerned himself about proteins and some proteins that were allowed and some proteins that were not allowed, and the occasional foods, and then foods that you should totally stay away from, anything processed. So this was a little of if someone in history who has had success, and people have gone to his clinic. They're pretty expensive, but you can get the book, and people have gotten the book. Charlotte Gerson, that's his daughter, and Dr. Morton Walker, they improved that book from the original and what they do. And when I have an episode way back talking about coffee enemas, that's one of the references I use to that, because they were so successful. And I, every time I do them, I can feel my right side. I can feel my liver like dump. And I don't have a gallbladder anymore. So I wonder if that releases the bile or something. But I literally feel my liver kick into gear. If you don't know what glutathione is, maybe I could do just an episode on that and teaching like the power of why you want high glutathione level in your body, in your blood, as much as possible, all the time. Now, another book I'm reading that I love so far is Transdermal Magnesium Therapy. And this is by Dr. Mark Cyrus, a DM. And what a good book, because we've been, I would say it's got to have been almost a year or maybe less, but I have been working very hard to use magnesium oil on us and increase our magnesium transdermal. And I'm like, well, let me read more about this and the magnesium fix. So someday I'll take some notes out of this and I will do a whole episode just on the power, the healing power of magnesium and why transdermal. Maybe I'll get a special guest that can talk more about it too. But in this short episode, I thought I would just chit-chat about staying away from hospitals and maintaining an immune system that is strong. That is what tons of other physicians and people got in trouble for. And I tried to educate people and reached out to people early on last year, this time, and said, hey, you can do so much to have a strong immune system. You can do so much. This is my personal belief. You can do so much without having to take a jab. They have been programmed, and physicians have been programmed for years of medicine, that taking the jabs are, you know, going to give you antibodies and robust health and all this kind of stuff. But we have an amazing immune system. And somebody sent me a video, and I was going to replay that video, but then I looked and thought about it, and some scientist was talking about the repercussions to the jab, and I was just... The way he brought it up, I was like, I didn't like the metaphors and the connections to it. I thought it was too complicated, and I like complicated stuff. So I was like, oh, I'm not going to share it with my audience, that one. I will be on the search for a lot of other things that are out there when it comes to that. But I want you to understand, having high vitamin D and getting outside and getting some sunlight without sunscreen for your kids and you is good. And the darker you are in skin color, the more sunlight you will need to get that vitamin D. Otherwise, supplementation is a great idea. A great idea. And I've gone through episodes of that way back, and I've interviewed other people about that. So there's more episodes if you've not heard those, just on vitamin D and the importance of it. And then I have like 3 episodes on vitamin C, and these are just vitamins. I haven't even talked about herbs or oils. I mean, nature has so much for us. All right, here's another one. You might have heard this one, maybe not, because the censorship. So this one is this gym owner. So let's see if I can get it to play. Sometimes the little internet don't want to play with you. All right, let's play it.
My name is Lou Yerdell. I'm the owner of Metroflex Gym in Oceanside. It's been 18 months since people have been so scared of dying that they gave up on living. I'm here today to talk about recent recommendations to ask employers to do your dirty work. Asking them to mandate vaccines is another misstep in a parade of failures of our government. You want to know why there's so much kickback on this? We simply don't trust you. And why would we? It's gone from 2 weeks to flatten the curve to show me your papers if you want to work here. It went from stemming the flow of the ICU overflow to eradicating a virus that'll never go away. The proof is in Israel with the highest rates of vaccines and many more breakthrough cases than ever seen. Masks didn't work, stay-at-home orders didn't work, and lockdowns will go down in history as one of the greatest blunders of our time. We talk about personal responsibility in getting the vaccine. Dr. Wilma Wooten, not once have I heard you or any other health officer talk about the importance of the fact that 78% of the people admitted to the ICU were overweight or obese. You nor our elected officials, minus Jim Desmond, have ever mentioned the effectiveness of maintaining healthy weight, exercise, proper nutrition, vitamin supplementation. Not a peep. We are talking about health? We talking about health? Instead, we get wear a mask, stay home, close your business, and take this shot, none of which boosts your immune system. Don't talk to me about personal responsibility until every employer is held responsible for injury resulting from this shot when they require it, or big pharma companies are held liable. I'm gonna make this real simple for y'all. I will never, and I mean ever, submit to any request or requirement to wear masks or vaccine mandates. I will never submit to rules that segregate or dismantle people and put them against each other. Thank you.
He's right. Do they really care about your health? Do they really tell you, okay, so maybe you should do a cleanse? Actually, a lot of physicians I know don't even believe in that. But does the government care about us? Are they just trying to get us to push something, flatten the curve? And they merely make you believe that if you take the vaccine, this will all go away and we'll go back to normal. What is normal? Are we going back to? Come on now. Now, my dog might be barking in the background, but this one was epic truth drum. So I have to drop this one too in here.
Heck out of you, so I'm sure that you are very familiar with me. Jim Desmond, thank you for your work. Wilma Wooten, this is also directed at you along with Nathan Fletcher. America is not a hospital. California is not a hospital. San Diego, it's not a hospital. This is a constitutional republic that guarantees protection of individual freedom and liberty and due process. This applies to our individual pursuits of medical interventions and health practices. San Diego is not a hospital floor that we collectively have checked into that subjects all patients to equitably prescribed medical care with no due process. Our Constitution does not secure for government power to impose forced equity in medical mandates and interventions or the power to punish carte blanche. There are 3.338 million people in San Diego County, 3,811 people who have died with COVID. Of those, 96%, 3,652 had comorbidities with hypertension, diabetes, cardiac disease, accounting for the top three. Median age 77. That is a total fatality rate of 0.1%. 3.338 million people. That is a clear affinity for a specific vulnerable age and health demographic with majority fatalities prior to available treatment options and prevention. 91% of San Diegans, 60-69, received the injection. 98%, 70-79, received the injection. We remove consent from treating us like we are patients in a hospital ward. We are done. The consent of the governed is removed. We will not comply. We do not consent. Nathan Fletcher, you are on notice. We will constitutionally remove all petty tyrants beginning now.
Your time is up. Thank you.
That is what we need to be doing all over, not complying. I mean, seriously, if you want to make change, you just got to not comply. And you need to take your own health in your hands. You need to get educated and you need to be supporting your own health and your family's health, and you do it as much naturally. You know, I got a message from my daughter yesterday. Hey, I'm out of supplements. Oh, okay. So that's one way I do support my family. And I'm like, okay, I will buy supplements for people and my family. That's how I, because I believe in supplementation and good supplementation, whole food supplementation, not just food. They've changed our food so much that it is not nutritious anymore. One little ripe, I just ate a tomato with dinner. Tomato used to have so many more nutrients than it does now. It's lacking all of it. Then you had to add all the thing of leaky gut and all the time if actually those nutrients are actually getting absorbed and get absorbed well. That's all about what kind of bacteria you have in your gut. I have lots of episodes on the gut on this podcast, so you can go check those out. So this is a rant to what's going on right now, and this is a call of action. Please, if you are not feeling well, and if you want to work on your health and you want concerned about getting sick, then do the right thing and reach a health coach. You know, I could just go off. I could really could go off, but reach a health coach first. Reach out to me. You can reach out to me in email, and it will take me some time, and I will get back with you. Some people don't even charge. I just give them, I point them in the direction of where they want to go with their health. And sometimes that's some people all they need. Some people actually need some one-on-one health coaching. So I don't know where you are at, but I really am there for you. And I hope that you feel supported in this podcast. I hope that this inspires you to stand up and not comply and get educated to big pharma and doesn't care about your health. Doesn't mean that meds aren't bad. Some medications are very necessary at certain times, but then there's not a cure-all. A jab isn't a cure-all. So, God bless, be well, keep share on.